Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna. Yes. So Hare Krishna, I wish you a wonderful good morning. And I'm very happy that we can have our seminar. I want to also congratulate you. You are very much on time today. First class. Jai 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 Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihani. Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadani. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadani. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Hare. Please, no more phone calls, it's so disturbing.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hai bo, Jani Jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hai bo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh!
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Premanandi Hari 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 Bo Jayom Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Ashtata Satasi Simat Estivaingre Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to see Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Krishna. Anubhava. Afterwards, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. I really feel like being on a sailing ship. You know, the loud sound of the sails. This is a good sailing ship. It will bring us over the ocean of birth and death. So just let us stay on this boat. The ecstatic kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we will be for sure brought over the ocean of birth and death. I would like to welcome all of you to this third session in our seminar. We are oops, I think you have to make it a little louder, Prabhu. It's so much so much sailing ship, yes. We are trying to understand in this seminar about the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how to practically also improve our own participation in the kirtans. I feel we are coming today to a very important part of this seminar, and I request you to be very attentive.
И сегодня мы подходим к очень важному моменту нашего семинара, поэтому я попросил бы вас быть очень-очень внимательными сегодня.
Try to see what of the instructions which we will hear today is applicable for you in your own practice.
Слушая сегодняшнюю лекцию, пожалуйста, постарайтесь заметить для себя, какие из тех вещей, о которых мы будем говорить, применимы в вашей жизни, применимы в вашей практике.
See, every evening Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went from his house to the house of Srivas Thakur to engage the whole night in kirtan.
И так каждый вечер Чайтанья Махапрабху выходил из дома и шел к Шривасу Такуру. И там он всю ночь проводил киртан.
We heard a little bit how these kirtans of Gauranga went, and now we want to see and study what happened in the morning when the kirtan was over.
Итак, мы уже говорили немного о том, как проходили эти ночные киртаны, но сейчас мы хотели бы поближе посмотреть на то, что происходило утром после киртана.
In the morning when Lord Chaitanya left the house of Srivas Thakur, all his devotees from Navadvip stood before the door.
Когда утром Чайтанья Махапрабху выходил из дома Шривас Такура, то все преданные из Навадвипа стояли и ждали Господа у дверей.
Their hands were filled with fruits and different gifts like yogurt and sandalwood pulp.
У них в руках были различные подарки, фрукты, также йогурт и сандаловая паста.
And when they saw the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga, which was covered with the ornaments of ecstasy, coming out of the court of Srivas Thakur, they all bowed down to their beloved Lord.
Статическими признаками, но все они кланялись своему возлюбленному Господу.
And Lord Chaitanya blessed these devotees.
Господь Чайтанья благословлял преданных.
He said, may every one of you have bhakti for Krishna.
Он говорил, пусть же у всех вас появится бхакти Кришна.
And then he said, gave an instruction.
И затем он давал следующее наставление.
Speak of nothing else but Krishna's qualities and names.
Не говорите ни о чем, кроме качеств Кришны и имен Кришны.
Mahaprabhu starts here his instructions to his dearest devotees, the devotees who had been with him in all his incarnations, whenever he came to planet Earth in one of the different forms of God.
Итак, здесь мы слышим сейчас наставление, которое Махапрабху дает своим ближайшим спутникам, тем, кто сопровождает его в течение многих-многих воплощений на этой земле.
And he taught them his most important instructions.
И наставления, которые он дает им здесь, чрезвычайно важны.
He said, don't speak of worldly things.
Он сказал, не говорите на мирские темы.
Speak of Krishna and chant his names.
Говорите лишь о Кришне и воспевайте его имена.
You know, when you do this, then your mind starts to function in a different way.
Когда вы будете делать так, то ум ваш начнет работать в совершенно новом режиме.
In our japa retreat, we have one day where everyone has to be silent, no word.
У нас есть в рамках japa retreat один день, когда людям не позволяется ничего говорить, нужно хранить молчание.
It's called mona, mona vrata, the vow of absolute silence.
Этот обет называется mona vrata или обет молчания.
You can. The idea is to silence the mind.
Смысл в том, что мы должны успокоить, утихомирить свой ум.
Because when you stop speaking material sound vibration, your mind becomes very different.
Потому что когда вы перестаете говорить на мирские темы, издавать мирские звуки, то ум начинает работать совсем по-другому.
So we are silent during one day of the japa retreat. We don't even communicate to those who serve us prasadam. I want a potato and I want more rice. No, we do it by sign language.
Итак, в этот день мы молчим. Мы не разговариваем даже с людьми, которые раздают нам просад. Положите мне картошки, положите мне рис. Нет, мы все показываем жестами.
That's all.
Вот и все.
The only thing which we say is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Единственное, что мы говорим в этот день, это Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
At the end of the day, my dear devotees, people have breakthrough experience. They feel they are total spiritual souls, part and parcel of Krishna. All worries are gone. They are totally in a different space.
И к концу дня люди испытывают просто прорывный опыт. Они уверены в этот момент уже, что они духовные души, частички Кришны, и они думают совсем по-другому.
Because when you stop talking material quack, 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 quack,
он сказал, перестаете квакать материальными звуками.
The mind becomes as calm and placid as the Black Sea when there is no storm.
Ваш ум становится таким же ровным и спокойным, как Черное море в Штиле.
At that time the mind is transparent and you can see at the bottom your eternal soul.
Тогда ум очень спокойный, тихий, и на дне своего ума вы можете увидеть вечную душу.
But by this constant material talk, we agitate our mind. It's almost like strong wind over the Black Sea, so that the Black Sea has waves.
Но когда мы говорим о мирских темах, то это беспокойный шум, подобно ветру и шторму на море. Когда на море шторм, то на нем полным-полно волн, и оно очень беспокойно.
So to chant Hare Krishna doesn't break the vow of silence.
Однако, если мы повторяем Hare Krishna, не нарушает обета молчания.
Because the Hare Krishna mantra is a purely spiritual sound vibration and it doesn't agitate the mind.
Потому что звук Hare Krishna mantra чисто духовный, он не возбуждает ум.
So Mahaprabhu says, speak of nothing else but Krishna's qualities and names. And then he tells them the Maha Mantra. Please say with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bho, Gaura Gaura! Gaura, 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 Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them detailed instructions how to exactly chant. He said, perform this chanting with persistence.
Он сказал, что это воспевание нужно делать с настойчивостью.
The word which Mahaprabhu uses is nirbanda.
Mahaprabhu использует слово nirbanda.
It's an important word if you want to learn to chant properly.
Если вы хотите научиться правильно воспевать, то вам необходимо понять смысл этого слова.
It has many translations.
Его можно переводить по-разному.
Many levels of meaning.
Но есть много уровней значения.
On one level it means persistent.
На определенном уровне это означает настойчивость.
Be determined to finish your number of rounds.
Это решимость прочитать все сегодняшние круги.
See, when you want to establish a relationship to Krishna, you must be continuous.
Видите ли, когда вы хотите установить отношения с Кришной, вы должны быть последовательными и продолжать это долго.
And what this means is that you must continuously chant the Hare Krishna mantra according to a certain number of rounds.
Это означает, что вы должны повторять постоянное, длительное время Hare Krishna mantra определенное количество кругов.
The idea is here to show Krishna that you care for the relationship.
Смысл в том, что мы хотим доказать Кришне, что мы ценим эти отношения, мы хотим эти отношения.
It's not that one day you spend 2 hours with him and the next day zero time.
Не то, что сегодня вы провели с Кришной 2 часа, а завтра вообще не провели с ним.
Or only 1 minute.
Или минуту ему отдали.
Just imagine you in any relationship.
Представьте себя в любых отношениях.
How would you feel if your partner would be one day very enthusiastic to be with you?
Каково будет вам, если человек, с которым вы вступаете в эти отношения, сегодня уделяет вам очень много внимания?
And the next day he has no time for you.
А завтра окажется, что у него на вас времени вообще нет.
In Germany we call these intolerable relationships. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold.
В Германии тоже есть определенное понимание таких отношений, когда то тепло, то холодно, то горячо, то холодно.
For physical health, it's good to take sometimes a hot shower and then a cold shower and then a hot shower and then a cold shower.
Иногда, если мы заботимся о своем здоровье, то, конечно, полезно принимать такой контрастный душ, то горячо, то холодно, потом опять горячо, опять холодно.
But in a relationship, this is deadly.
Но если мы говорим об отношениях, то подобная контрастность будет смертельной.
One day you care for me.
Сегодня тебе не за меня дело.
You say I'm the best.
Ты говоришь, что я лучший.
And the next day you show me your cold shoulder.
А завтра ты покажешь мне свое холодное плечо.
I don't want to be in such a torturous relationship.
Не нужны мне такие отношения, пытка просто.
So this is how the holy name feels.
То же самое испытывает святое имя.
Therefore you have to be continuous in your relationship.
Поэтому необходимо заботиться о том, чтобы эти отношения продолжались.
And therefore a nirbandha, a fixed vow of rounds is necessary.
Поэтому необходимо условием при воспевании является нирбанда или воспевание определенного количества кругов каждый день.
Each day you show Krishna, I care for you. 16, I'm chanting my 16 rounds, or maybe someone is a beginner, I'm chanting my 8 rounds a day.
Вы каждый день должны показывать Кришне. Видишь, Кришна, я хочу и оценю эти отношения с тобой. Каждый день я повторяю свои 16 кругов. Или, может быть, 8 кругов, если вы только начинаете повторять мантру.
The point is not so much numbers, but it is continuity, persistence.
Смысл даже не столько в количестве кругов, сколько в вашей настойчивости, в вашей последовательности.
Of course, when you have taken a vow to chant 16 rounds, you must always chant 16 rounds. But if you have not taken a vow like this, then be persistent in another number, which is feasible for you.
Конечно, если вы дали обет повторять 16 кругов ежедневно, то вы обязаны делать именно столько, повторить именно 16. Но если вы не давали таких обетов, то повторяйте одинаковое количество кругов, каким бы оно ни было.
Nirbandha means also a bond.
Nirbandha также означает узел.
Just see, these are two loose ends at the moment. They are not together.
Вот эти два кусочка ткани, они не связаны друг с другом.
But I can make a nirbandha and bring them together. And then when it's a fixed nirbandha, you can't take them.
Итак, мы их вместе свели, и теперь, поскольку есть нирбанда, узел, то теперь их невозможно развести.
So to chant with the nirbanda means you bring your mind together with your tongue.
Итак, нирбанда, воспевание с нирбандой означает, что ваш ум работает на одной волне с языком.
Or to make it more simple, you bring your mind where the sound is.
Или еще проще говоря, ваш ум приходит туда, где звучит звук.
And you build a firm knot of concentration.
И вы завязываете там крепкий узел сосредоточенности.
Which keeps the mind bound to the sound.
Который заставляет ум придерживаться звука.
This concentration is something which is important.
Это очень важный элемент сосредоточенности.
You need a little training.
И для того, чтобы научиться, нужно потренироваться.
A very good method from the times of Lord Chaitanya is called the Traktaka meditation.
Еще с времен Господа Чайтаньи здесь замечательный метод для этого, называется Трактака.
What you do is, while you chant, you read the letters of the mantra.
Когда вы воспеваете Харе Кришна, вы читаете буквы, смотрите на слова, написанные на мантре.
And you bring your mind there, as if your mind is reading a newspaper article, you know, a column. Now, do you also have the experience that sometimes you sit at home and you read something and someone comes and asks you a question and you just don't hear it? You have this experience? Why is this? Because a bond has been formed between your mind and the content of what you are reading. So when you chant with the Nirbanda, the first explanation is you should every day be persistent in your vow.
Итак, воспевать с нирбандой. Первое значение этого слова означает, что нужно каждый день повторять определенное количество кругов.
But the second meaning is you create a bond, a knot, so to say.
Но второе значение, вы должны завязать узел.
Which binds your mind to the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Узел, который привяжет ваш ум к звуку Hare Krishna mantra.
And you can do so by having the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra written on such a little mantra card like I have here. And then you just say, when you say Hare, you read here, then Krishna, Hare,
Krishna.
Do you follow the idea?
Понимаете, да, о чём я говорю?
You just read with your eyes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I want to make an experiment with you. Look. Experiment is finished. What was the experiment? I told you to look and I pointed in one direction. Your eyes saw my finger. I would say 70% of you, because 30% were sleeping. And you looked where the finger pointed. Your attention went in this direction. Because I pointed in this direction. You all went like... This is what happens when you look at the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. Your attention will go through the eyes to the letters. You can become very powerful by this process. It's called trataka. Trataka, yes. Trataka. Huh? Yes. Will you try it?
Попробуйте.
It really works. My suggestion is do it for one round. And then you can put it aside. And then the Nirbanda has been made. But see, when you don't have a Nirbanda, what happens is your mind is here and the sound is here. There is no benefit. It's almost like the 30% amongst you who are now only 5% are sleeping. There is the sound of a lecture. But your mind is somewhere else in dreamland. The sound and your mind are not bound together.
Потому что ум и этот звук, который здесь в лекции, не связаны.
No nirbanda.
Нирбанды нет.
No benefit.
Нет блага.
So this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Perform this japa with persistence on nirbanda. Say it every second. Mahaprabhu said, chant the mantra every second. There is no other rule. I must tell you a story. You will like it. Once Narada Muni came to Dvaraka. He wanted to visit Krishna, but in all the palaces which he saw, he couldn't find Krishna. He went to 16,108 palaces, no Krishna. Finally, he got an idea. Let me look in the sleeping room. Maybe Krishna is sleeping still. Maybe yesterday night was Nam Yagya. I'm joking. And yes, and once in the sleeping quarters he found Krishna lying on the bed, and on the other side of the bed there was Arjuna lying and sleeping. And Arjuna had the lotus feet of Krishna grabbed on his chest. And he was sleeping like this. And Krishna, listen to this. Krishna had the feet of Arjuna on his chest and was sleeping like this. Narada Muni said, "My God, this is very confidential. I was knowing that the devotee loves Krishna, but I didn't know that Krishna loves the devotee so much that he keeps the feet on his chest." He wanted to quickly leave. He thought, "It's inappropriate for me to stay. This is too intimate." But then he heard a sound. Krishna, 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 Krishna. He listened very closely. And what did he see? All the paws on Arjuna's body were chanting the names of Krishna in his sleep. Who of you is a doctor? And Krishna Priya is doctor. Yeah. How many pores do we have on the human body? Billion. Billionski. Many. Millions. One, two, three, four. Oof, very difficult to count. Each pore of Arjuna was chanting in his sleep the holy names. Why? Because he had so much love for Krishna in his heart. That's why he is Gudakesh, the one who is always awake. Arjuna doesn't sleep like you and me. Even in Arjuna's sleep, the pores go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then Narada Muni said, "My God, I better leave now." But then he heard another sound from millions of billions of voices.
Но неожиданно он услышал другой звук, который это был звук миллионов и миллиардов голосов.
And he saw how every pore on Krishna's body was chanting Arjun, 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 everything. Everywhere. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here we should always chant. Bring the mantra in your subconsciousness. Let it always be with you. Even in your sleep. Then you will totally spiritualize your existence. Before you go to bed, to sleep, you have maybe 20 more seconds of being awake.
Пока вы не легли спать, по бодрости включаем минут, секунд 20 хотя бы.
Chant your favorite Hare Krishna tune.
И повторите Hare Krishna mantra на вашу любимую мелодию.
And then in the night you will have the vibration work through your body and mind.
И затем эта вибрация всю ночь будет жить в вашем теле, в вашем уме.
And you will wake up feeling that you have met Krishna in your dreams.
И когда вы проснетесь, вы будете разбудивать чувство, что во сне вы встретили Кришну.
Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oops. Sorry, did I lose something? One moment. Sekundishko. Yes. Then he gave a second instruction. First was the instructions about japa. That is a recitation that only you can hear. Now he says some of you should gather and sit at the door. And by clapping your hand, do this kirtan.
И затем он сказал, когда вы собираетесь несколько человек, садитесь в доме и хлопая в ладоши, вы поете киртан.
Hari Haraya Namah Krishnaya Advaya Namah Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Krishna Yadavaya Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Gopal Govind Ram Simadu Sudana Gopal Govind Ram Simadu Sudana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Hari Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Hai Bo Gopal Govind Ram Simadu Sudana Gopal Govind Ram Simadu Sudana Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan О, гирит, хари, гопи, нада, мада, намоан. Хари, харая, нама, кришна, ядавая, нама, хари. Хари, харая, нама, кришна, ядавая, нама, хари. Ядавая, мадавая, кришавая, нама. Yanavaya Madhavaya Ketavaya Namahari Haibo! Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also chant Gaurahari, other mantras. Hari Hari
Hari
O Rama Rama Hari Hari O Rama Rama Hari Hari Rama Rama Oh, Hari Hari Rama Rama Hari Hari Rama Rama Hari Hari Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Oh Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Rama Rama Hari Hari Rama Rama Hari Hari Oh Rama Rama Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol We need to understand here something. One method was in Chaitanya's time just japa, this the recitation. With this bondage of the mind to the sound. The other was ecstasy. Kirtan. Mahaprabhu would tell the devotees should gather at their doorsteps. He said, I have told you all of this kirtan. Bring your wives, your sons and fathers together. Go to your homes and perform it. So soon there were everywhere families who chanted the these kirtans. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, etc. And soon they became so ecstatic, they jumped up from their doorsteps and started to run into the towns. And with this joy which they felt from Kirtan, the Sankirtan movement began to spread. Because all what people want is to be happy. And when they saw these happy chanters dancing through the streets, they were just ecstatic.
И когда они видели, что эти люди блаженные, исполненные счастья, бегают по улицам, воспевают святые имена, они тоже перенимали это ощущение счастья.
I remember when I was a new devotee, I would not wait for the Sankirtan party to go out of the London temple. I would just go alone with a pair of cardles and I was singing and dancing in Oxford Street all alone.
Я помню, что когда я был совсем молодым преданным, я не дождался, пока группа Санкиртана Харинама выйдет на улицу, чтобы петь. Я просто сам выходил, брал пару каратал, выходил и пел там на Oxford Street.
Sometimes Vasudev went with me. And both of us were just dancing in the streets of Oxford. And soon hundreds of people were around us. The policeman came to me and said, "Sir, you are causing a traffic jam." I said, no problem. Please chant with me. Well, he had to put me somewhere else. And I remember sometimes we were just so happy when we came back to the temple. There were hundreds of people following us. And Prabhupada looked from his window. Oh. This is how Kirtan, you know, how Krishna consciousness spreads. When you chant japa with the nirbandha, and then chant Kirtan in your house, especially this Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, you will become so transcendentally empowered that people will just say, "My God, he doesn't look like a frustrated Russian. Let me follow him."
Вы обретаете такую потрясающую силу, что глядя на вас, другие люди думают: "Надо же, он не похож на обычного русского с грустным лицом, разочарованного в жизни. Пойду-ка я за ним, пожалуй."
I guarantee you.
Я вам обещаю это.
Now we need to explain some other fundamental principle of what is Kirtan.
Есть еще некоторые фундаментальные базисные принципы Киртана, которые мы должны объяснить.
Now, Kirtan means, as we have heard, glorifying the personality whose name is sung. But it means also something else. It means to step into the presence of God. As you perform your kirtan, you are stepping into the presence of God. It's very important when we do kirtan that we are mindful of this. Kirtan is always a little a journey. In the beginning we feel different than in the end. If our kirtan goes well, the sound vibration will first of all act like a street sweeper in our heart and remove the sinful reactions and the bad thoughts.
Если мы правильно проводим кирган, то в самом начале святое имя действует как дворник. Оно уменьшает все греховные реакции, все дурные мысли из нашего сознания.
And then when the throne of our heart is clean, Krishna can take place and sit there.
И затем, когда трон нашего сердца очищается, то Кришна уже может прийти в наше сердце и восседать там.
Now, There are many kirtans which Lord Chaitanya chanted. And it's very interesting, they all have the names of Krishna. Would you like to learn a few other kirtans? Another line was Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Jai Krishna Mukunda Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Na Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Murari Vanamali. Jai Krishna Mukunda Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Murari Vanamali. Hari Bol, Bol, Hari Bol, oh, Mukunda, 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 Gopal. Gopal Vanamali. Oh Vanamali. Oh Vanamali. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Krishna, Rama Krishna, Jai Dwani, Jai Dwani, Govinda, Govinda, Gopal, Gopal. Gopal, Gopal, Haribo. Haribo. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Hari I'm trying, but the melodies were much more ecstatic. My dear devotees, when the kirtan started, people became attracted to the sound, and in millions of numbers they came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once danced and chanted before the palace of the king of Gaudadesh. This king was of a Muslim belief. During that time it was forbidden to chant publicly. The Muslims were afraid that the Hindus would rise to power and overthrow them. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu overthrew this rule, chanted, and really attracted a few million people who fearlessly, without being afraid of being placed into prisons, would chant with him. Now at that time, amongst the Hindu religion, you could say, there was one very important theological question which came also up when confronting the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this will be my last point, so please put a lot of attention to this point. This point has to do with adhikar, with qualification. The understanding is that everyone can only perform things which he is or spiritual practices for which he is or she is qualified.
Человек, мужчина или женщина, может заниматься той или иной духовной практикой, только если он или она квалифицирован заниматься этой практикой.
Otherwise, these very potent spiritual practices will not be able to have any fruit.
Иначе, какой бы могущественной эта практика ни была, никаких плодов она не даст.
When you do something for which you are not qualified, then it will not give any fruit.
Если вы занимаетесь чем-то, чем вы недостойны заниматься, не квалифицированы, то результатов никого не будет.
Let me give you an example.
Я приведу вам пример.
Certain earth is only qualified to receive the seed of cactus plants.
Есть такие почвы, в которых может прорасти только кактусовое зернышко.
If I put a mango tree seed into the desert-like earth, which is good for cactuses, the mango seed will not grow but will die.
Если в такую песчаную почву, в которой растет только кактус, я посажу манговое семечко, то оно не прорастет, оно погибнет.
Yes, the mango tree is maybe better than a cactus.
Конечно, манго лучше, чем кактус.
But it's not better for that earth, for the desert earth. So everyone can only practice according to his qualification. We have this also in terms of the Gayatri mantras, which we give in our movement in the second initiation. We only give these Gayatri mantras to people who have Brahminical qualifications. They know the scriptures. They follow certain rules of cleanliness. They have a very high ethical and moral standard in their life. To such a person who has this adhika or qualification, you can give the Diksha mantras, the Gayatri mantras, and they will prosper in him, they will blossom in him, and they will show him Krishna. But someone who is not qualified like this, when he receives the Gayatri mantra, he will not chant the Gayatri mantra on time after some time. Or he will fall asleep while he chants the Gayatri mantra. This means he is not qualified for this mantra. And therefore he should not have received the mantra. Now this is a very important theological consideration, qualification or adhika. What is your qualification to receive the Hare Krishna mantra, was the question. And some brahmanas objected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why do you chant the Hare Krishna mantra in public? And even dog eaters join your kirtans, the men of the street who are not qualified?
Ортодоксальные браманы тех времен говорили Господу Читали, с вызовом. Почему ты повторяешь Хари Кришна мантру на людях? Почему ты позволяешь даже собакоедам и простым прохожим участвовать в этих киртанах?
But here is the beautiful thing about kirtan.
Но есть нечто чрезвычайно удивительное в киртане.
The holy names do not wait for your qualification. They come in your heart and make you qualified. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed this in an analogy. He said the heart is like a lotus, and the holy name are like the rays of the moon. With their soft hands, the rays of the moon open the lotus. They make the lotus open or qualified. So when you chant Hare Krishna, like I saw you chant yesterday, something happens in your heart. The mantra makes you qualified. This is the beauty of chanting. Do you understand? But when you chant, after some time, you must learn to follow Mahaprabhu's instructions of the Nirbandha. Bring your mind to the sound. So I want to now take some questions and answers from the audience. And then I want to tell you a little bit how I view you as your seminar giver. I have some very loving feedback from my side. Let me first see if you have some questions about Kirtan or about the holy name or Japa in general. Yes, our sound man, maybe you can bring a mobile microphone. Where? Oh, yes. So you will get your microphone and our Medanga man, you can arrange. Where is the question? But please try to ask good questions. First of all, what is your name?
Anya.
Anya, Hari Bol, Anya. Please ask your question.
What could you say about chanting your japa, when people are chanting japa during classes, during lectures?
This is an emergency situation during festivals. These poor devotees have given their vows to chant 16 rounds. And they have no time. It's an emergency situation during festivals. I chant my rounds, you know, the last rounds at 10 minutes before 12 o'clock in the night. I also have no time. Festival stress. But in general, you should only chant and chant. There should be nothing else going on.
В обычном режиме работы нужно повторять джапу и ничем другим не заниматься в это время.
Time for God.
Есть время для Бога.
When you're young, you think, I have no time for God because I have to go to school and educate myself.
Когда вы юные, вы думаете, ну нет у меня времени на Бога, нужно идти в школу, нужно учиться.
In the middle of your life, you think, I have no time for Krishna because I have to make money and raise my family. And in the end of your life, your body is so old and miserable, and there are so many relatives, then you also have to take care of the body and not of Krishna.
Столько родственников вокруг, что уже невозможно уделить время Кришне, приходится о здоровье думать и о других.
And during festivals you have no time for your japa because there's so much lectures.
А во время фестивалей тоже нет времени на джапу, потому что сплошные лекции.
Hare Krishna. It's an emergency situation. Let us forgive the poor devotees.
Поэтому мы уж как-то простим бедных преданных.
Hare Krishna, меня зовут Татьяна.
Your name? Your name?
Татьяна. My name is Таня. Татьяна. Я хотела вот что спросить. Вы на одной из лекций говорили, что мы должны как нищие просить о Радха, о Кришна, прими меня. А если джапу повторяешь в течение 7 минут, 108 раз в течение 7 минут, а ум движется очень медленно, и вот так сказать, о Радха, как вещи, о Радха, с чувством, о Радха, о Кришна, прими меня. Как это сочетать?
быстрое повторение мантры и такое с чувством.
То есть как сочетать такое глубокое чувство и вместе с тем определенную скорость выдерживать, да?
Да.
Круг за 7 минут повторить.
Круг за 7 минут.
Если бы чем бы like a beggar who is asking for Krishna, then Radha is mercy, more Radha Krishna, please be mercy. But how can we make it together with the speed we should chant? That we should chant this, like, it usually takes 7 minutes per round, and the mind is working in another rhythm, so how can we make these things meet?
Very good question.
Спасибо, хороший вопрос.
How to have this mood, O Radha, O Krishna?
Как же сохранить этот дух, O Radha, O Krishna?
Please accept me and at the same time be with the chanting.
Примите, пожалуйста, меня, и в то же время нам же нужно повторять мантру.
When you learn bicycle driving,
когда вы учитесь кататься на велосипеде,
in the beginning you can only concentrate on your feet.
То вначале вы можете думать только о том, как движутся ваши ноги.
And bang, you went against the house.
И вы врезаетесь в стену.
Then second step.
Второй шаг.
You learn to drive with your feet. And you can drive around the house. Second step, third step is you can drive and you can have a conversation with a friend. What did you think about the lecture? Very boring. No, but some good point was there, no? Hardly any good point. Have you eaten prasadam? No, there was nothing left. I hate the world. You can converse, you can do three things at once. So in the beginning when you chant, it's all very new. Hare Krishna. But then, many more things can be discovered. You find out how you chant and your heart, your feelings go to Krishna.
Вы чувствуете, что вы воспеваете, но ваше сердце, ваши эмоции направляются на Кришну.
And you chant very nicely. You continue to chant very nicely.
И при этом качество вашего воспевания не страдает.
And your feelings go to Krishna.
И эмоции, ваши чувства направляются к Кришне.
Do you have children, Tanya?
У вас дети есть, Таня?
How many?
Сколько?
20?
20?
One. Acha, 28. Yeah, I thought 20 children. We are in Russia. We never know. No, I'm joking. You can cook. And with your feelings, be with your child, no problem. Everything can go on because you are expert. It takes some time, Tanya. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Tanya.
Hare Krishna.
Ah, yeah. Yes. What is your name?
Achintya Krishna.
Achintya Krishna Prabhu.
У меня такой вопрос был, когда должны ли мы думать во время воспевания об удовлетворении Кришны? И если должны, то какой механизм удовлетворения Кришны во время воспевания?
Actually, are we supposed to think about Krishna's satisfaction during our chanting? And if we should think about his satisfaction, then what is the means to satisfy him? What is the mechanism?
This question was once asked by Giriraj Swami to Prabhupada. He asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how should we chant? And Prabhupada said, you should chant like you are talking to me. Just think, Krishna is there listening to your chanting. He hears you. Just imagine he's there. At that time you wouldn't take very much care to chant nicely. I will show you how you would not chant. Krishna's there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You just wouldn't do that. Or like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram. Mobile phone, mobile phone, mobile phone. Ring, ring. Ah! Hello! Welcome! How are you? How I am? Well, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. When Krishna is there, you will chant very nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. We have in our Japa retreat a meditation where we first meditate about Krishna in our heart, and then we meditate how Krishna comes out of the heart. He sits before us. And he hears us chanting. He knows everything about us. Every movement of our mind. He smiles with a compassionate smile at us. You know, devotees with whom we make this meditation, guided meditation, they cry. And they never chant the same. After this. Hare Krishna. Akinchana. No, Achintya Krishna. Prabhu.
Вопрос. Вы говорили на лекции, что такие мысли, что я неудачник и так далее, не дадут получить милость Кришны. Но Господь Читание в третьем стихе говорит о смирении. Воспевать в таком настроении. Объясните, пожалуйста, твоим. You said that we should the thoughts like I'm a loser, do not have to get Krishna's mercy. But Lord Chaitanya, his third verse of Shikshashtakam says that about the mentality, the mood of the humility, that this is the main
Yes. When we chant, we should stop the constant radio of our mind. The material mind is constantly active. With very destructive, often very destructive thoughts. I remember when I was dancing on the stage, I landed a little unfortunate, and immediately my mind said, "You have broken your foot." Yes.
В какой-то прекрасный момент, когда я не очень удачно приземлился после очередного прыжка, я что-то почувствовал там, и он сказал, ну вот, допрыгался, ногу сломал.
You deserve it. You are too uncultured and wild. And my mind was killing me. Then I went to my doctor Krishna Priya and said, have I broken my foot? And she just laughed and said, no problem. No, little problem, but no problem. It's the mind which kills us. So it's this which we have to stop. Now humility, that is feeling ourselves, although we are maybe qualified to be unqualified, is a very good mood.
Смирение это означает чувствовать себя недостойным, хотя мы можем обладать различными хорошими даже качествами. Это очень хорошее мышление, считать себя тем или иным недостойным.
Humility is not the program of the mind.
Смирение это не очередной какой-то режим работы нашего ума.
Humility does not mean, now listen very carefully, Vrajarenu, I think maybe you know this. Humility doesn't mean to think less of yourself.
Смирение не означает, что мы как-то занижаем себя, занижаем свое значение.
Humility means to think of yourself less. Can you say it in Russian? Do you understand the concept? See, humility does not mean that you think I'm very bad, 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 bad.
Смирение означает, что я все время думаю, я плохой, плохой, плохой.
Humility means you don't think so often of yourself. You think of Krishna. My dear Krishna, save me. It's not a low self-esteem, in other words.
Ooh,
so many questions. Thank you. My dear devotees, we can't take more. We will take three more questions for this. Two more questions.
Первый вопрос. Можно ли воспевать, глядя на изображение Кришны? Can we chant, while chanting, can we look at the picture of Krishna?
Yes, it's good to look at the picture of Krishna sometimes. When you chant, you must bring the person whose name you chant together with the person who has the name.
Когда вы воспеваете, то того, кто обладает этим именем, которое вы воспеваете, нужно сопоставить с ним самим, не с его именем.
So sometimes looking at a picture helps, but then you should make yourself again independent of the picture.
То есть иногда можно посматривать, это помогает, но затем нужно опять же перейти в автономный такой режим, самим.
Connection.
Связь.
Йога.
Йога.
Мантра йога. Name and person connected. We come to the last question.
What's the situation in temporary USA? Are people still inspired by chanting of Hare Krishna like they used to be inspired during Prabhupada's time? Is there any progress in spiritual life there?
In USA, the movement had gone through a valley.
В Соединенных Штатах наше движение сейчас спустилось в низину.
The effect on the public was not so large any longer. But there are a few very nice endeavors where some devotees climb again on the mountain.
Есть несколько замечательных примеров, когда некоторые преданные вновь начинают залезать на горы.
I'm connected with a temple in New York. Which is in the middle of that Manhattan Island. And it's very has programs in three universities. And there are presently is a wave of Japa retreats going through America. So there are many hopeful signs. I feel we should stop here because we are a little over time. What is? One moment. Yes.
I have to go to the doctor now. Maybe Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj should do.
Wait. We have
to stop.
Ranga Devi! Oh! We want to now formally close this seminar. I wish to thank you very, very much. You have been a wonderful audience. But I want to give you one feedback. You must sleep more. You don't sleep enough. You go late to bed. Then you go get up early. Then you talk through the whole night with your friends. And when we are tired and go to a seminar, even a good seminar is like a torture. So when you feel you're getting a little tired, feel free, go to your beds, rest like the bears, winter time is coming.
Так что, если вы чувствуете, что устали, ну пойдите вы домой туда, лягте, накрывайтесь, как спешку, как медведь, пойдите. Зима уже скоро все-таки.
I also want to make a little advertisement.
Объявление здесь есть, рекламное.
Today is the World Sankirtan Day, and there is this wonderful Sankirtan magazine which comes out. It has wonderful inspirations about book distribution, even for congregational members. Interviews, calendars, practical information, and pure Krishna consciousness. My request is that you buy it in big numbers.
And
our devotee is here, he can give you. Srila Prabhupada ki Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kirtan ki Hare Krishna Sleeping today Hari Bol
перед следствием Шрила Бхакти Виданта Сангхараджа. Я сейчас прочитаю список.